Blog Talk Radio.
Grind. You get what you want to be, you know that you gotta grind.
We are back right here on Grindology, where we study all things. You know, you ain't been on long. You don't even know what you're calling your own. So, Lord, have mercy. Help me, Lord. Grindology, where we study all things professional. And today we're talking about professional shifting. When is the right time to shift professionally? How do you know? You know, what are the cues? You know, what are the steps? You know, how do you feel? And we're just having a real open conversation because really at times it's difficult. Shifting and transitioning into the next is uncomfortable. Mm. You know, it's a lot of, you know, worries, thought processes. There's so many emotions that's involved in it. And, you know, one of the things that I understood, and this is one of the things that I respect, even in this shift, is that, you know, you have to be mindful of your circles, mm. You know, the relationships that you have, you know, established in your professional engagements, you know, when you're starting a business. You can't burn your bridges, you know, with people, especially if they're very beneficial, you know, professional relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people like to, you know, leave and shift thinking that, you know, if I burn this bridge, that's okay. You know, but some people don't really understand the value of it. You never know when you're going to need somebody. You know, you never know when you're going to have to go to that person again and say, you know, I need help or I need insight, you know, or I need feedback. So it's important, you know, one of the, you know, aspects of shifting, it's important to understand the value of your relationships. Like, I love my TTLO family. I love you guys to life. And I think that in it, when I first started Grindology, I came to a, you know, I was a behind the scenes person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like doing the things behind the scenes. I like hitting the purple buttons and, you know, doing all the things that make, you know,
all of your circles.
I like hitting the buttons and making things go to the, you know, next level and watching things flourish to its fullest capacity. I love those things. I don't like being in the front. I really don't like doing a lot of talking. And not getting into the spiritual, but I mean, this is all I got. He's all I got.
Right.
When you shift, when God has you shifting into uncomfortable positions, it's for a reason, you know,
mm-hmm.
Like with this show, I seen the importance of what it takes to be a subject matter expert in certain areas. You know, everybody these days, they want to call themselves professionals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they know it. They got the blueprint. They got the ebook. You know, they got the boot camp. They got all these things that in their thought process, and I'm not knocking any influencers out there, any social. If you know what you know it, and it shows. And I feel like that if you know what you know, you got to let people pay for it. But don't be out here stiffing people with that mediocre content. That's all I'm just saying. I'm going to leave that right there where it's at. But when you call yourself a professional in something, it has to show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people see and interact with you and identify whether you're qualified or not based on your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to have fruit. You got to have something to show that you are the professional that you say you are.
Absolutely.
You know, we get these ones in YouTube where we see they come out of their Lamborghini, they go into their high rise, and they say, hey, you can get like me. Just follow my 9-step program. I'm not knocking anybody with coming out of no cars with
nine
some videos. And, you know, but I just had one. And I'm not knocking any professionals, and I'm not saying any names. But I was interested in one where they were like, okay, this is going to show you because of the venture that I'm going into. Oh, I'm going to show you how to be able to do this with less effort. And I'm like, okay, you know, Silicon Valley professional,
mm-hmm.
You know. God did the whole little, you know, thing. And you know how you get, they bait you. You know, you get baited. And I'm going to the point, I'm like, okay, I signed up for the one-on-one consultation. And, you know, I know what I wanted to do.
You had expectations.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. I know what I was expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I know what I got in my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times that's all we have is our life savings when we want to be able to throw or sew something in. You know,
mm-hmm.
This is all we got. And the lady was like, okay, you know, take my class. For one payment of $6,000 or three payments of $3,000.
Oh, okay, yeah. We got that. We ain't got that? Oh, sorry.
My class.
Oh, we got it, but we can't give to nobody. But never mind.
My class. And then what'll happen is that the class is not going to guarantee, because she said $10,000 plus I think she said a total of 40 hours a week investment in the class in order for the class to work.
Oh.
I need somebody to pay me if I'm working 40 out. I got to have a degree. There's got to be something that comes out of me engaging 40 right. hours a week into.
Where's the check?
It either got to be a check.
Where's the check?
Or it got to be a degree or something that's coming out that I'm putting all this time and energy in. Not to discredit the professional, but to say that, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you have to be mindful of who you engage with. Mm-hmm. You know, like sometimes people know that you want to get to that level so bad that they will take advantage, you know, of your hard-earned money or your hard-earned savings or your desire to want to get to where you're trying to go. So when you're shifting, make sure that you think about it strategically and not thirsty.
Mm.
You know, because a shift is delicate. I'm telling you, some of this stuff, like when you think about a like giving birth, you know, it's a very, how can I say, rigid process. But then at the same time, it's the sensitivity to what you're birthing. You know, you got to have sensitivity and treat the cargo that you're trying to deliver in a fragile manner. I'm just mm-hmm. saying, that's just my thought process around that. But, you know, that's definitely how I feel about that, guys. So in that shift, you got to, one, know when it's time to kind of like take a break and take that hiatus so that you can think about the next moves. Because those moves are so delicate. If you make the wrong move, and I think that's one of the things that get me, Dr. Dana, like, you know, as you get older and you start to, you know, when you're younger, you're a little, you know, you're a savage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you just go out, do things, don't care about it, don't care about the outcome, you just do it. But when you get older, you care. Baby, you just want to get it and get it right. That's you know, thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you can miss your mark.
Yeah.
Out of pride or, you know,
stubborn yeah.
thought processes and stuff, because like you said, you heard it, you knew it, that you I'm here too long, you know, it's mm-hmm. time to go. You know, there's certain things that happens when it's a shift, right? It's that friction. Sometimes like it feels like all hell breaks out around you.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes people think of that like, oh, but I ain't no quitter. You know, sometimes you get into that mindset. Everything in you is telling you it's time to move on. But you like, I ain't no quitter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't gonna let them get the best of me. I'm gonna stand right here, like you just said. I'm gonna do me,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just gonna, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you can't think about it like that. Sometimes you are supposed to quit. You know, sometimes
yep.
you are supposed
that.
To move forward. You that. Know, and when you get to that point of saying that you don't want to, sometimes you miss it. So the hardest part of it, and I know, and this is a question that, you know, a good question that I want to ask. How do you know when it's time, when you should stay planted and rooted in the position that God placed you in, and when it's time to go? How do you know?
How do you know when
it's time to stay
mm-hmm.
and wait on the Lord?
You stay when
it's time to go.
You stay when there's still room for growth.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to use the plant, if we're going to use the plant analogy, you stay until there's as long as there's room for your roots. But I'm going to throw this word out here, as any horticulturist would tell you,
mm-hmm.
is that when the roots have no room for growth, then at some point the plant is going to suffer. Like it starts the growth,
Yes.
And if you stay somewhere too long,
you
can stunt the growth.
And that's real.
Mm-hmm.
So then that's like a good point, because this is one of the questions that a lot of people ask, and that I tend to ask too, and I get into that process. When is it time to stay and when is it time to go?
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, it's time that you should stay. And the urges to make those moves, in that you get flexibility, in that you get time to think, in that you also find, you find peace sometimes in the midst mm-hmm. of craziness, but you also find peace in the move, like when you get to that point where you have fought so much, and then at the end of the day, you you stop fighting, and then you have to ask God, where do I go from here?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if, here's the thing, I don't know about anybody else, but for me personally, I pray for God to bring me, the next idea or the next move, know? And sometimes I feel like if you pray for those particular things and God reveals it to you, like specifically where you
No, I wasn't going to do the twine.
Do
then, yeah, he was.
Where the money was at?
Right. My pants ain't tight enough.
You know what? I ain't going on those corduroys. I ain't going on the corduroys. I don't even understand how he got out the back seat of that car with them pants that tight.
Help us.
I love them, though. I love you. I'm just saying, guys, though. But it is. Extremely important that, doing your shift and, going to these next levels professionally. It's the other thing that's important is your thought process. Me and Michael have had this discussion a lot of times because, we have, Mike has this thought process about, certain things, and then I have a separate thought process, so we start to battle each other in the minds. But I started to think about, professionals, like celebrities,
mm-hmm.
that have really gotten to a certain point with their skill.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're talented, mm-hmm. and they get to a certain point. But because their mindset is still in the hood,
mm.
or their mindset is still in their past,
mm-hmm.
or in the things that they used to do,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's trapping or whatever, they rather say that, I'm not a sellout.
Mm.
I'm not going to change myself for Hollywood. I'm not going to, not knowing that in that sometimes your gift will take you where your character can't keep you. Right.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that when it comes to shifting, you have to know that with that, it comes change. There's no way. Some people like to say, I'm going to get to where I am being the same person that I was,
mm-hmm.
And there's some consistency in it. This is who I am. This is me. But I feel like going back to what we were talking about the plant, when it comes to shifting, you got to know that everything changes along with that shift. Your mind changes, your thought processes changes. Hopefully your actions change,
mm-hmm.
because if not, you're still and I don't know about
then he said, but the hood, but the street taught me, he says the street taught me how to tell when somebody was trying to bamboozle me.
Simple, because it happens at every level,
right? He said,
right?
In the boardroom, I can look and see, okay, this dude ain't
you
trying
BSing.
To, right, you BSing me right now, or you holding out on me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So at the same time, you can still do all of that and without being called a sellout. Selling out is when you walk away from who you are or your own, when you walk away from your own morals or what you've been taught as a
Say
child, right or wrong.
Say it again.
That's when you are selling out, when you walk away just for likes. I'm going to do this
say
just
that.
So I can get some likes. I'm going to put glue in my hair so
well,
I can get some likes.
I was just about to say the same thing.
I'm going to put glue in my hair so, you
like,
know, because I'm thirsty. I'm that thirsty for
you're
attention.
That thirsty.
So I'm going to put this, I know
because
damn
I
well
know
this
know.
Ain't Gorilla Goop.
Don't say that. I
know damn well this ain't Gorilla Goop. I know this is Gorilla Glue.
And you know what? And that irritates me sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I like when I actually seen that post,
mm-hmm.
I was like, I know this person is doing this to go viral. You done lost all your hair and everything else just to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, in these type of ways, that's what's important. You know, everybody wants to try to do the next thing, knowing that in that, you know, that individual might have something that they're called to do way better. Maybe that's the catalyst. I'm not gonna knock someone doing what they need to do to get the views, because sometimes it's those views and it's the craziness that helps shift people to the other level, regardless of what I think, which I still thought that was crazy. Because here it is, I have my, you know, my white colleagues showing me this, laughing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Looking,
and this
looking
the first
crazy
time
head.
That I seen it, and
mm-hmm.
I looked, I said, and she would be black, wouldn't she? That's like, dude, she would be black. Because, like, they, for them to find that, like, hilarious, and for me to find that, like, utterly irritating,
mm-hmm.
you know, it was just a whole nother different talk in the office about that. But when we're like going back to that process of that, you know, talking about selling out or not shifting or not changing, every move that you make requires a certain level of change. You're not going to stay a child all your life.
Mm-hmm.
Life requires you to change and get older, you know, so you have to be able to, in a shift when it's professional, you have to understand that your mind that in your thought process is the same. Like I tell you, I'm timid in the office.
Mm.
You know, I just like to smile and do my job and hold my head down.
Mm.
A lot of times God has that ability to kind of like snatch me up and sit me there and say, no, you're going to be in the front run. You're going to say things, you know, you're going to talk with assertiveness. You're going to be confident and you're not going to let people, you know, run over you and walk over you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And overall, guys, in order to embrace, you know, that next shift, going back to what we were saying, you have to have that hiatus. You got to be able to scale back and think that thing through. You got to be mindful and understand the value of the relationships and the circles that you have. You don't want to burn your bridges with the people that care about you professionally. You know, like if I can guarantee you, like some people, they get to that point of thinking, oh, yeah, you know, I had to let people go. You know, I had to do this. Sometimes you got to assess that. Because sometimes
mm-hmm.
they probably happy you left. I'm just going to say it like that. Because,
facts.
You know, especially if you are not bringing anything to the table. You know, some people are just so quick to drop relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but then you haven't assessed the value. What have you brought to the relationship? You know, what have you brought to the table? What have you brought to the circle? You know, before you start talking about you finna leave.
Mm-hmm.
Or you finna do something. You know, and I feel like in those shifts, you have to come closer to the ones that are with you. Sometimes, like they said, people are here for a reason, a season, or a lifetime, you know, and sometimes you have to understand where people are in that season or where your circle is in that season. Sometimes you do have to drop the dead weight and trim the fat, but, you know, sometimes you start cutting into the meat,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
you don't get fed. I'm just saying. That's just me. But when we also think about shifting, there's another process besides thinking about the mindset. It's embracing what's new. See, here's the thing. A lot of people who have received money, you know, over the course of this pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Who said that they wanted to start businesses.
Mm-hmm.
What did you guys do with that money?
Mm.
I'm calling out all my, you know, because I got people that come to me all the time. I love my family who come to me, and everybody doing big things. Everybody got big dreams, you know.
Got a penis.
You know, like, you are your worst critic. You know, you are the one that looks at everything, and, you know, from your standpoint. Because before anybody, before you open your mouth and start telling anybody that you're starting a business or you're doing anything, the first thing you think about in yourself is, do I have enough money?
Mm.
You know, am I smart enough to do this? You know, I'm telling you all the things that I'm thinking about. Is there anybody else out there that's doing what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
And then we start comparing ourselves to others, you know. And it comes to a point where, you know, you just have to push past all the opposition, even when the opposition is you. You know, like, you'll work hard as heck. You work hard as heck for a check. You will break your neck to make money for somebody else. And I had to say, and I'm telling you this, guys, let me tell you real talk. I'm telling you this from experience, right? I sat there and I seen myself work 16 hours nonstop on things that only gave me the same paycheck that I was making.
Yep.
Last week when I wasn't doing nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Or when I wasn't even having. And then you'll sit there and you'll and you'll shift into this next mode, and you ain't gonna give yourself 2 hours. You know, you have to know within yourself, above anything anybody told you, anything anybody said, any feelings that you have inside of you, if you're doing it, you got to know that this is what you're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you know, like Dr. Dana said, you know, you doomed to fail. So think about your whys. You know, why am I doing this? You know, and I always say that. I think that's probably like one of the shows that I started off with. Like, you know, when do you know it's time for you to start a business? What is your why? You know, what is it behind it? Do you wake up and you think about this particular venture? Do you go to sleep and that's the last thing you think about?
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I love Grindology. But one of the things that I had to understand in this whole process, even when I'm happy that, like, right now I got in my job, I got a new director, a director, because there was nobody else in my position. My department went from me,
mm-hmm,
to me, and now somebody. So my department is a newly built department where, mm-hmm, I was doing everything under the sun. Now I got a leader who will do everything under the sun. So I'm thankful for that. That means that I have more time for
mm-hmm
me.
Mm-hmm.
But on top of that, I'll be able to take this hiatus to work on my startup and my startup venture, because I feel like that, you know, at the end of the day, in order for me to really be that subject matter expert, I have started tons of businesses, a lot of them in the consulting realm, a lot of it in the administrative realm, but this one is different. So I am starting up. I do have a tech startup that's coming soon. And guys, I'm just telling you to be on the lookout for it. You know, it's still in the pot. It's still a seed. And, you know, and I'm working with my family to be able to bring this thing to life. But it is coming to life. And I can tell you guys that by April 1st, you know, all the promotions and everything will come out, and you will see it, and it will be marketed. I'm sitting here looking at Dr. Dana right now, and it will be marketed right here on TTLO. But one thing I can say, guys, is that, you know, I had this discussion with my bro, Dr. Dana, and he basically, you know, he said, like, you know, when you're transitioning, you have to make sure that you communicate with the people who engage with you. You know, you can't just be like, peace out, I'll
right
holla.
Right.
You know, I see y'all,
mm-hmm,
but people are, you know, who have connected with me over the, how many, what's it, has it been, one, two, I don't know, the year, The years.
This episode 48. That's all I got for you. Or 46.
So. Episode through the 46 episodes of Grindology, it is important that, you know, because of that, like, I've gotten tons of people who have, you know, reached out to me. Everybody's asked me business questions. You know, they call me on the sidelines and you know, and say, you know, Lissette, I'm going through. And I'm really, I don't know, I'm open to help people. You know, that's one of the things I love to do when it comes to Grindology. I just love to help people. I love to give people knowledge where other people will ask you to pay $6,000 in one installment and $3,000 in three installments to get, you know, some of the most simplistic, you know, answers to your questions. So with this, I'm working really hard and really diligent and putting everything that I have, all my energy, all my money, all my time, into this venture. So I just need you guys to just stay tuned. It will be out shortly. And then once you see it out, then you can holler at your girl and ask, what is this you doing, girl? What is this here? Because it's going to be something that really impacts the community and something that, you know, I feel like it's a need.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tanya, she gave me the seal of approval that there's a need for it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're out here, we're beta testing, and it will be out shortly.
Mm-hmm.
It will be out shortly.
We'll announce it right here.
We'll announce it right here on mm-hmm. TTLO, Taking the Limits Off Radio. And once I get everything settled, guys, I promise you I will be back. I'll be able to give you some more. I might be able to throw in some, you know, some little startup business scholarships or something. I don't know. That's about speaking in.
Slow down, little homie.
You know, it's all this newness around me. All this newness around me. Making me want to get, can I hit the purple button?
Yeah, go ahead.
Ain't nothing going to happen because you said it. He was so easy. See how quick time he was easy to say, go ahead and do it, because I knew it wasn't nothing going to happen. But for the tech startup that is coming out, Black-owned businesses, that's what we're doing in here. And, you know, my baby over here, he a little bitter. He don't want to. He want to sit here and still crack jokes. So he might be one of the ones that have a show if Dr. Dana approves it. I don't know if that's gonna happen.
Like a doctor.
Did you just bring this? Me? That's a good thing. You have to say, Ted, ask my better half over there. Put it all in science. I'm sorry. You won't see Mike on the TTLO show.
He can show.
What kind of show?
Hey, show?
Hey, yo, fam. Well, but I love you guys. This is Grindology. Man, we're going to take a minute, but we will be right back. Love you guys. And, you know, make sure you stay tuned for CTLO tomorrow, where we have Praise Break Friday with Dr. Dana L. King. And then my girl, Healthy Soul Talk, she's moving.
In March. We're going to make that announcement. Don't worry
all
about
right.
it. March.
So, the March.
March.
But I love you guys. And, like, you can always just stay tuned. We ain't going nowhere. We right here grounded in all our newness.
I'm going to be